We are a healthcare company based in Leicester. We've been going for about 10 years. Spirit Digital is the new element where we provide remote monitoring and the digital capability to our business. But we're a CQC registered healthcare organization and have responsibility for about 50,000 patients across 7 GP practices. And the digital capability is remote monitoring and bringing patients and clinicians together in real time.
How long have you been going and how does it work on a kind of day-to-day basis?
So Spirit Digital's been going for a few years now, and it is providing different pathway monitoring. Patients have a login and they have question sets, and it gives soft sign or vital sign measurements to a clinician in real time through a dashboard that they can share through a multidisciplinary team, and it allows them to intervene where they needed the most.
Tim Robinson from East Midlands AHSN. You've had a relationship with Spirit for a number of years now, I believe.
Yes, the relationship started a number of years back when Spirit Digital were part of our Digital Health Accelerator program, which meant that we were able to create opportunities to introduce and broker connections into the East Midlands system and match them with the need from healthcare providers.
People ask me what AHSNs do, and I try and describe it almost, and forgive it if it's flippant, like a dating agency, because you kind of would like to meet. And I mean, joking apart, that's a bit what it's like, isn't it?
You know, picking up on that point, Tim, it's so important, because the sooner we as a supplier know about the opportunities, which is what you bring to us, then we can help more patients. And then we're able to look at the provider, you know, trust, and then see where we can meet a need. And that's really what I think is important. And sometimes there are opportunities, but it's hard to know about all of them. It's hard to know about the funding. It's hard to know about what a trust is looking for. But that brokerage, that relationship building, is what's really important. The whole HSN network provides that. I think it's incredibly useful to be a part of.
I guess it's a danger, as well as somebody who's looking at innovation, that there's, you go down the wrong track. You think, actually, that's the problem. We should go for that. And then you go to an NHS trust quite advanced, and they say, that's not a problem. This is the problem.
Yeah.
Has that happened, or have you experienced that, Tim?
Yeah, in a positive way. So one of the projects that we're working on with Spirit is around in the care home setting in Derbyshire, where Spirit were able to flex their Clinitouch V platform. So looking at how a digital tool can support deterioration monitoring in a care home setting, and we are gathering information to support an evaluation to actually do a proper assessment on how that will be implemented further.
So that's a good example, isn't it, of where you've actually expanded or changed an existing platform?
We had to look at what they were trying to achieve, and we first thought there was a particular pathway that might be helpful, and then we created a brand new pathway for an escalation process.
What do you say to people like yourself, perhaps who haven't yet set foot or tried to work with the NHS? Because I imagine you're down the line, others might be thinking, is it worth going down? Is it something that's worth the pain, maybe, or the bureaucracy? What's it like as an innovator trying to breach the NHS kind of procurement wall, if that's a thing these days?
Yeah, no, it is a thing for sure. You have to know, so there's a couple of really key points. What problem are you trying to solve? And it's never the one on the surface that you think you're trying to solve. It's digging under and really finding out what are they really up against. And then it's always the people element of the change curve. How do you bring about this new digital way of working or this innovative way of working? It has to almost be a whole system approach. You got to almost teach and understand the workflow and the standard operating procedure and then deliver against that.
What about the future for yourself and for Spirit? Where do you stand? Obviously, you're doing work at the moment in Derbyshire.
Yes.
Any other areas in the HSN network you're thinking of working with?
Yeah, we're starting to develop in the East, and we are kind of deploying in new regions. We are looking at new pathways. We're looking at how a pathway can then work with other pathways. So there's comorbidities, and how do we deliver a system that can address the whole patient? And that's super important.
and same question, final question for yourself, really. I mean, somebody who's involved in this, you're kind of looking and hoovering up good ideas, I guess, that would benefit our colleagues in the NHS. An exciting job to do, and I guess a lot to be done as well, given we've come through the pandemic. And I imagine you're scratching the surface when it comes to what help the NHS needs now.
Yeah, I mean, there's always... It's great to work with a company and see innovation sustained, because, I mean, there are... You know what I mean? The number of companies that come forward, unfortunately, not all of them are going to be sustained enterprise for a number of years. Spirit have got a track record and a really good sound base. And I think that's come from the way that they have been prepared to change and adapt to the changing needs of the market, and not been afraid to do that. You have got to... you can't rest on your laurels. And we need more companies that are prepared to take that risk. The NHS, people think it is a hard market to sell. There are challenges, but there are rewards as well. Not just financial, there is the reward of knowing that you're having a positive impact.
Satisfaction, isn't it?
Satisfaction from that. Yeah. One of the things that I say is that the NHS doesn't buy technology, it buys solutions to problems. I mean, I think that trusts are actively looking for solutions. There is going to be no one big thing that is going to change the situation that they're in. So they'll be looking for a number of small to medium size incremental changes. There is no kind of silver wand that you can wave over.
Tim, Pam, thanks so much for joining us, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank
Hope
you
your relationship
so much.
Continues to blossom.
Absolutely, thank you.